All right, we want to look into the word of the Lord. We thank God for blessing us to wake up this morning and blood running warm in our veins. We are numbered among the living, that activities of our limbs. We good. Praise God, and I thank the Lord for that. We want to give God the praise. We thank God for everyone that's here. And let's remember the ones that didn't come out today, amen, due to various reasons. But we're glad that we are in the mix. The word of the Lord said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said he will what? Be in the mix of them. And I'm very thankful. Praise God. Well, we got a word today. We got a word. And this word here is a action word. And it's just a word. This word is come. Let us all say come. And I use this word very often because, you know, when you look around in our world, a lot of folks wants to invite you to things and send an invitation. And this word is very popular. Come. I use it and I tell people, come to church. Come. You're invited. When you look in your Durham Morning Herald or the Durham Sun or any kind of papers, you see that word there as well. Somebody advertising something. Somebody wants you to be at this particular engagement. Come to this sale. Come, praise God, to the flea market. Hello in here. Praise God. Come, all ye land. And the Lord, through his word, he got some comes. And that's what we want to elaborate on this morning because, amen, in order to come, that's an action word. You got to do something. Amen. You got to. If I say come to church, then you got to go ahead and get ready to come and be in the Sunday school or come to the vacation Bible school. See, do you see how important the word come? Amen. And it's important in the word of God as well. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God. Amen. This here is a divine when we compare it to the Lord, the comes of God. Amen. That's what our title is this morning. The comes of God's word. Amen. The Lord is inviting us. The Lord is giving us a divine warning. The Lord is making that divine call. Amen. Amen. Some is in iniquity. Some don't know God for the pardon of their sin. Some just slipping and sliding. Amen. And the Lord is saying, come, come. Come, I got help for you. Come, I can rescue you. Come, I can fix that thing. Come, I can turn you around. Amen. Praise God. So I thank the Lord this morning for the comes of God's word. Amen. Amen. And when you come, you got to listen. You got to listen to that cry. Amen. See, the Lord is calling you, but we got to make heed and we got to listen and take heed of his calling. Amen. Huh? Praise ye the Lord. And I want to say this too. When he say come, he wants you to come. Amen. He don't keep begging now. Come on, somebody. Amen. Some people, amen, the Lord been dealing with for years and tell them to come. Come. Come to the ark of safety. Come and be saved. Come and be a new creature in Christ. Praise God. And they still out there wandering in wandering land. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord this morning, I'm here to tell you this is important. Amen. Some could be sitting here, amen, right now. Even we preachers, after we preach a message, we say, now y'all come. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. Come to the altar. Come and be saved. Come is very important. Amen. You won't go nowhere if you didn't get, most of the time, if somebody didn't say come. Uh-huh. Think about it. I got an engagement party. Can you come? I remember when I was doing the dedication service on my flyer, it said come. Amen. Come. But have you realized how important that word is? And so we want to read through the word because there are some comes in the word, and it is very important. Praise God. Now let's read. I'm going to give y'all some scriptures this morning. Amen. And I want you to read very loudly so we can hear you on the recording here. Amen. I want you to, someone, I'm going to read the first verse. Amen. I want someone give me Isaiah 1:18. Praise God. The first chapter and the 18th verse. Who got that one?
Isaiah 1:18.
Yes. All right. Someone give me Isaiah, amen, 55:1. Okay, hey, God, good in this place. Now someone get me Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse. Hey, amen. Now our last scripture will be coming from Revelation, the 22nd chapter and the 17th verse. Who got that one?
Revelation 22:17.
Praise ye the Lord. All right, now we want to see what comes of God's word. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, if that word is not used, you wouldn't go no place and you wouldn't do nothing. So we like to hear that word, come. We want you to be come, meaning that we want you to be a part of this program. We want you to be a part of this get together. Amen. We want you to be a part of this camp meeting. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I got a call from Brother Clinton in Holly Hills, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And that word, he used that word, come. Amen. And thank God, I'm going to come. I'm going to listen to the plea. I'm going to listen to the call. And I want to tell you this morning in the fear of the Lord, when the Lord said, come and do what he tell you to do. Come and be a real child of God. Come and be an effective Christian. Come and do what God have you to do while blood running warm in your vein. So many people didn't listen to that call. So many people didn't listen to that come. And they went out in eternity unprepared to meet their God. I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, I want to make sure that I'm coming to God, and I'm not only coming, but I'm running, praise God, because I don't want to miss this place, and I don't want to miss this, amen, where the Lord is, amen. All right, now Genesis got to come here, Genesis 7:1, amen, and it said, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Praise God. Isn't that very important? Amen. We need to come. The brother Noah was preaching. He was preaching for 120 some years. Amen. He built the ark and did all these great things. Amen. Now he won't folks to come into the ark of safety, praise God. He want folks to come, amen, in the ark, praise God, because he know a disaster was coming, amen. Ain't God good in here? He know a flood was getting ready to take place, and he didn't want nobody, come on, to be lost. So this is an important word. If folks would have came, amen, they would have been saved. Praise ye the Lord. But so many people hear the word of the Lord, hear the preached word, and didn't not come. Amen. Only person came, praise God, was him and his family. 8 souls were saved. Hey, come on in here. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, we're living a time just like the days of Noah, because amen, preachers is preaching and people is telling and saying, come and be saved and come and do the right thing. And people just letting it just, amen, like my mom used to say, just like water running off a duck back. It just run right off. So people, they care less about coming. They care less about being saved. They care less of trying to get into the ark of safety. But this word come, amen, if you do what this invitation is required of thee, you will be saved. You will make it in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, and the Lord said, when the Lord speak, everybody better listen. Praise God. Amen. When it said the Lord said, come on, he ain't just speaking no fables. He's speaking the gospel truth. It said, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou, and not only you, but all thy house in the ark. For thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. So I want to say to you, Church of God, I want to say to you, Facebook friends and family, I want to say to you, congregation, amen, we need to make sure we're coming to the ark of safety. We need to make sure that we're ready. Praise God. All right, now, somebody got me. Isaiah, amen, the first chapter and the 18th verse, amen. Amen. Hear this action word again. Amen. Amen. Back in school, the action word, if I can remember correctly, it was called a verb, that's right. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. A verb, that means action. You do something. Amen. Isaiah 1:18 says what now?
Come now.
Okay, hold just to that. I could preach on that an hour. Come now. We got to get in the hurry. We got to come before the Lord. Before the Lord come. And this world be destroyed, and we be destroyed with it. We need to come and get, amen, save and get, amen, in the will of God. Do his will, praise God, amen. He said, come. What else?
Come now.
And let us reason together. Says the Lord.
Though your sins
be as scarlet. Look what God will do. I don't care how bad and ugly and purple your sins may be. Amen. The Lord can clean you up. How many know he can clean you up? Put a praise in your heart and a song in your mouth. Amen. Your sins may be as scarlet, but he can make it white as snow.
Yes, he can.
Hello.
Though they be red like crimson.
They can be red like crimson. But they shall be as wool.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. But you got to come now and allow the Lord to work that work on you. You can't procrastinate. So many people procrastinate. You know, I'm going to come. Sometimes you invite people to church. I'm coming. I'm going to come Sunday. Sunday get here, you don't see them. Then you run into them at the mall. Oh, you know, Pastor, you know, I said I would come on Sunday. But you know, I had to go to Grandma's house. She called me. Amen. But I'm coming next Sunday. All those promises, amen, going to be nailed to the cross. It ain't going to do you no good. Excuses. Come on, somebody. When the Lord say come now, he mean come now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There's another now scripture. What is that one? Now faith. See, the Lord likes now stuff. He'd like you to come, but he'd like you to come now. He wants you to have that faith, but he wants you to have that now faith. Amen. The Bible said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So now he's telling us to come now. Amen. Amen. He had reminded Peter at the fish bank. Praise God. Come, amen, and be fishers of men. I see you fishing. You're fishing for the regular fish, but I want you to fish for men. I want you to fish for souls. Amen. In other words, the Lord wanted him to come quickly, but what did he do? The Bible said immediately. Come on, somebody. He came and followed the Lord. Amen. You want peace with God? You want to be wrapped up and tied up in the Lord? You need to follow his procedure. You need to do what he tells you to do. How many know he's the chief of commander?
Yes.
He's the bright and morning star. He is the lily of the valley. He's a mighty good leader. I want to tell you, I thank God. Amen. He led me for numerous of years. And I'm so glad that I didn't stop. I said I'm so glad I didn't throw the towel in. I'm so glad that I didn't put it in reverse and back up. Yes, yes, yes. I have seen failures. I, like I said last Sunday, I have failed. Amen. But praise God, I stumbled sometimes. But I didn't stay there. I didn't wallow in the dirt. But I got up, praise God. Ain't God good? I got up and brushed off. And the Lord said, come on. One thing about God, he ain't like man. Sometimes you fall, a man will do this on you. Amen. Try to keep you down. And amen. But I'm here to tell you, if you got your faith in God, amen, God can keep you standing. And not just standing, but he can keep you standing tall with your eyes on the Lord. Won't God do it in here? So work while it is day. Amen. Work while it is day. Cause night gonna come and no man can work. Praise God. Ain't God good in this place? So I'm here to tell you, church. Amen. This is a powerful scripture. What did it say, Covetta? Read that again.
Come now and let us reason together.
It said, come now. It's time to reason with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You know what that means? Time to have a conversation with God. Amen. Time to talk about your life, not somebody else's life. Everybody want to look at that person and look at this person and find a fault over here with him and find something. No, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. It's time for you to reason. You to reason with the Lord. Me to reason with the Lord. Amen. Let's talk to him. Let's get on the same page. Let's follow his procedure. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, when you reason with the Lord will help you and give you instruction and what to do. He said, come now. Come now and let us what? Reason together.
Yes, Lord.
Says the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Though your sins be as scarlet.
You can be dirty. You can be bad. You can be whatever. You ain't too bad for God. Read. God can clean you up. God can make you white as snow. Amen. Won't he do it? It don't matter how many habits you got going on. It don't matter how many girlfriends and concubines and boyfriends you got on the side. It doesn't matter if you're dipping snuff and smoking them left-hand cigarettes. It doesn't matter. God can clean you up. God can take all that filthiness of the flesh out of your system. Praise God. You may have been a wine bibber, but God can clean you up and make you something that you didn't know you could be. Only thing you got to do is call on the Lord now. Hey, ain't God good? Huh? And what would he do? The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. It said, therefore, if any man, it don't matter if you're Jew, Greek, it don't matter if you're black, white, Indian, it don't matter. If any man come, what did it say? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, it don't matter who you are, you can be, he'll make you a new creature. Huh? When he do it, how you know, Pastor? Because he did it for me. And he can do it for you. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And what? All things are become new. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that. See, new mean not you just new looking. New mean that those old things I used to do, I'm new to that now. I used to go over here to the drug house. That's my old ways. I used to run the streets, but now I'm doing the right thing now. Now I'm going to church. Now I'm visiting the sick, praying for people that have needs, feeding the hungry, being an example. Amen. Working in the church, praise God. Driving the church bus, preaching God's word, doing whatever capacity God have me to do. Come on, somebody. Hey, won't God do it? Amen. Only thing you got to do is just let him work in you and you work in him and y'all reason this thing out. Amen. God will give you a clear mind, a clear heart. Amen. And give you clear direction. You ain't going to have no, amen. You know, sometimes people get to driving their spiritual vehicles and they get to going places they don't need to go. But when you let the Lord, I said when you let the Lord do the driving, we got to realize sometimes we don't know how to drive. We may have CDLs like I do. We may have good license, but we still don't know how to drive. We need to tell the Lord, say, Lord, I'm going to be a backseat rider today. I'm going to be a backseat rider, but I want you to do the driving. He the one drives for me. He the one lead me. He the one carry me, amen, everywhere I need to go. I don't know where to go, but he does. And he don't need no GPS either, because he don't get lost. Hello in here. So may God help us. Praise God. Come now and let us reason together. All right, who got Isaiah 55:1? Let's read that. Who got that one?
Said, ho, everyone that thirsted.
Look at, look up, church. Ho! Here we go, playing police again. Ho! You got to do that to the devil. You got to tell the devil. See, back in the day, we say stop. But the old folks would say, hold up, you know, hold, mean stop that dance. We got to tell the devil, hold, stop. Jesus. Come in, come on, Jesus. Come on in, Lord. Devil, you be rebuked. Wave the Lord in. Let the Lord know. Sometimes the devil's still trying to go, kind of like we do at this traffic light. You see that light red, and you're still easing up and looking and see if you can pass the red light. Looking for the police. Stop at that red light. And we got to let the devil know, stop in your track. Come on, Jesus. You come in and take over my life. You come in and make me a new creature. You come in and, amen, be who you need to be in my life and give me direction. Give me focus. How many know he'll do that? Amen. Amen. So, Brother Daniel, hope. Read. Listen now. He said, hope. Now, I want y'all to listen to this.
Come ye to the waters.
I want you to know, read. It said,
come ye to the waters.
You need to read it. Start at the beginning.
All right. Ho, everyone that thirsty.
Ho, everyone that thirsty. I'm giving you an invitation, and I'm telling you, you can come. Amen. You don't have to miss this water. You don't have to keep being around here thirsty. Praise God. He can give you amen, some water where you will never thirst again. Come if you're thirsty. Give you this water, Brother B.
And he that have no money, come.
And you ain't got to have no money. And you don't have to have no honey. We can come. Everybody can come. Read.
Come you buy and eat.
I want you to know you can come, you can buy, and you can eat.
Yes.
Yea, come. Yea, come.
Buy wine and milk.
Buy wine and milk.
Without money.
And without price. How many know the Lord don't charge? This gospel is free. If you're thirsty, he can give you drink. If you're hungry, he can give you food. Amen. If you're weak, he can make you strong. If you're dirty and stinky, he can clean you up and freshen you up. Amen. The Lord talked about that soap over in another scripture. What kind of soap was that? Y'all remember? I forgot that soap. But it's a cleansing soap, meaning to clean you up. Amen. I want to tell you, the Lord can clean you up. Amen. He better than the Dial soap or the Dove. Come on, somebody. Amen. You got to keep washing in that. Lord can clean you up and keep you moving and keep you standing and keep you on the fiery line. It bothers me sometimes when I see people come in and come out and in and out and in and out. And one of them times you get out, God gonna come, you're gonna be out. But I'm here to tell you, wanna stay in. We wanna get that ticket. Get on the winning team and keep moving. So I'm glad that the Lord is telling us to come. We got everything. Amen. You're thirsty, he can help you to be unthirsty. Praise God. He can quench your thirst. Praise you, the Lord. Thank you, Brother Daniel. All right. That was Isaiah 55:1, correct? Yes. All right. Who got me? Matthew 11:28. Read, please.
Come unto me.
Amen. Here's another come. See the comes of God's word? Now he's saying, come. He's giving an invitation. Come unto me.
All ye that are labor. And are heavy laden. And I will give you rest.
Thank the Lord. Yes. Thank the Lord. He's a rest giver. Yes. Amen. That's why I can rest when there's turmoil.
Yes.
That's why I can rest when it looks like the nation is about to fall. I can rest, amen, when trouble is all around me. Because I serve that rest giver. And that's no more than Jesus Christ. And that's why he's offering his invitation. He offering it not just to the rich and famous or the one that's got a higher status. But he said, come everybody, come all. Amen. I got the peace. I got the greatness you need. Amen. I got everything you need. Come unto me. Oh. That's a sermon all by itself. Come unto me. All. Ye labor. We all labor. We either laboring in God or we laboring in the devil. But the Lord wants you to labor in him. Do his will. Come unto me. All ye that labor. And a heavy laden. Sometimes we get heavy laden. We get heavy laden. We get wearied in the journey. Amen. We get a little sad here and there. But I'm here to tell you, if you come to the Lord, it's just like you coming when your battery is down. It's dead. You don't have no lights in your vehicle. Nothing will turn on. The starter won't turn over. The light don't work. Amen. Amen. So sometimes we get like that spiritually speaking. Amen. Nothing is working in our lives. Look like it's just, you know, we're just heavy laden. It's just so hard. But I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad. We got a God that can stoop down and pick us up and put a praise in our heart and a song in our mouth. A God, amen, that can help us to get recharged. Praise God. Just like I said earlier, it's just like a vehicle that don't have any power in it, any juice, as we say, in the battery. But I'm so glad God is like a battery charger. Amen. Anybody know about a battery charger? Praise God. You can be dead and don't have no life. But there's something about when you put that battery charger on that battery, it will recharge it. Amen. It will make some power sent into that battery. And then when you call, then the mechanics will say, Brother Daniel, he'll say, now start it up now. I can hear my brother saying that. Now start it up now. See what it'll do. Amen. That thing. Amen. Boy, that's a glorified time. You got some life. You got some joy in you now. Amen. You can conquer. Amen. You can conquer the world. You can be excited about what's happening. You don't have to be around here frowned up, head hung down. Amen. Looking to the ground. But we can have so much fire where we can look up to the Lord and say, glory to God anyhow. I'm going to praise you anyhow. It look rougher. It look tougher. It look impossible. But it's just something about when you factor in Jesus. How many know he makes the difference? Yeah. Praise God. Amen. The people, when people look at you, they say, man, you don't look like that same person. You don't act like that same person. No, because I've been changed by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is what my God can do. That's why I'm excited about in time like these, because I listen to God. God help us all in time. The only thing he wants us to just come to him. Come to him. And I want to say, what do you need from God, Sister May? What do you need from God?
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Come to, go to the Lord. Amen. Yes. What do you want from God?
Yes.
Come to God. He will provide. Amen. Me and my wife was praying and seeking something we so desire. Amen. We didn't know where it was coming from. We didn't know who it was coming from. And amen. And we didn't know how it was coming. Because when you look in my pocketbook, it was won't much there. Come on, somebody. But it's just something about when you're fat. I said it's just something about when you factor in the Lord. Huh? Won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? I do it every time. Amen. Then we, you know, I'm still amazed. I know God can work miracles. I know he can turn things around. But man, it make your mouth open and say, wow. Look what God done for us. We ask him, but sometimes we ask, we feel like it ain't going to happen, you know, in our little mind. But don't doubt God. God can make it happen. God can turn this thing around. What's happening in your life? Get it. Give it to God. Let go and let God. He'll work it out. Praise God. All right, let's move on down now. Thank you, Sister Cavetta. All right, who got Revelation 22, 17? Amen. Excuse me. And this... scripture here, amen, it's a twofold call. The Lord, he want all of us to enjoy this greatness that we are speaking of this morning. And he's inviting us to come. Amen. Amen. All right, read on now, sister. What did it say?
And the Spirit and the bride say.
Amen. The Spirit. And not on the Spirit and the bride say,
come.
Come.
And let him that heareth say.
Now let him, when the Lord said come, now when you hear it, then you say what?
Come.
Come.
And let him that is athirst come.
Amen. If you are athirst, come. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Can we close right here? Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. Let the bride come. Amen. Let the Spirit come. Amen. Let the thirst come. And whosoever will, if there's anybody else left out of those three categories, whosoever will, you can come also. Huh? You can come too. Everybody can join this party. Everybody can get involved of this greatness. Amen. It's not just for the elect few. Amen. You know, but it's for everybody. Praise God. Amen. I like that. When I go places, I like people to be free. You know, sometimes when people look like they're a millionaire, amen, and looking prosperous, they might give them the big high chair. You can sit over here, and you're going to get this gift, and you're going to get that. But here, a little man over here look like he can just barely make it. He might don't have a chair. Come on, somebody. But God is saying, come, whosoever will. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you have done. It don't matter what you own. Amen. The Lord don't categorize us on our amount of money we have or the size house we may have or how many vehicles. Amen. You are sold. Whosoever will, Let them come. God bless you.